This is Reading with Roxanne, and I'm here with Andrea Ginsky, and we're going to talk about gifts guaranteed to bring joy to enigmatic, meaning puzzling, holiday relatives and friends. So we're talking about, obviously, the holiday season's coming up.
It's
what should
coming.
You get those people that you're like,
exactly.
I don't know? So we came up with some maybe go-to gifts.
Yeah.
I'll start. I kind of categorize mine. So my first category is for the young and the restless.
Okay. That's good.
So if you know any women that are quirky, have a good sense of humor, I really like Little Weirds by Jenny Slate. It's memoiristic about her life, but she's got such a cute way of looking at the world and life. I think most women would like that book. And then I also have one for women with wanderlust, and this is a staff pick of mine called This One Wild and Precious Life by Sarah Wilson. It's about her minimalizing her whole life down to a backpack and traveling all over Europe, and it's very profound. There's a lot of philosophy involved, poetry, and also her own life story, so it's fun.
Okay. I'm going to try to categorize mine a little bit, too.
Okay.
So the first ones are for cat lovers.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And I have friends Dave and Wendy, and they have two cats, and they absolutely love them. And then my mom just got a cat, so and she is confused. So for David and Wendy, I have the Goodbye. I have two little quirky Japanese cat books because they've traveled in Asia. So I have the Goodbye Cat by Hiro Arakawa, which is about a little cat that goes around and. The Goodbye Cat is by the guy who wrote the Traveling Cat Chronicles.
Okay.
And it's about seven cats and their escapades. The next one is The Guest Cat by Takeshi Hirai. And that's the one where the cat goes around and visits people in the neighborhood. I love that book. He's a poet. And then for my mom, who can't seem to understand her cat, I have a new one. It's been pretty popular, The Hidden Language of Cats. How they have us at meow, so she can get to learn more about the cat. So that's for the cat lovers.
Oh, that's good. I like that title. That's cute.
Yes.
All right. My next category is for men just starting out. A lot of people come in and say, oh, my son, nephew, whatever, is just getting out of college. I'd like to buy him a book. So for soulful guys, there's a book called I Wrote This Because I Love You. It's by Tim Kreider. And it's another nonfiction book about his looking for a relationship, and it's really beautifully told, and I think it gives really good advice to young men and women, actually. And then also another soulful book is I'll Be Your Huckleberry by Val Kilmer, which is his memoir, and he's a very grateful person, and I think that it's another gorgeous book. For business-oriented guys, I found this new book, Hidden Potential, The Science of Achieving Greater Things by Adam Grant. He wrote the book Think. I think.
Oh, yeah.
And it sounds really good. It's all about how you don't have to be a genius to be successful. You just have to have the right character skills and motivation. So I think that would be great for somebody getting out of college. And then one more, if you have like a rock star type of person in your life, I like Acid for the Children, which is by Flea. And that's another memoir by, what's the name? Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, the guy, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's a very good book.
Okay, so I have some for the techie, gamer, fantasy type people in your life.
Good.
So the first one's for my friend Kate, who taught me a lot about computers, and we've been friends for a long time. So that's Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabriel Zevin, which I love that book, and it's about young people who start a computer gaming company. They develop a game that's a wonderful book. Then for my husband, who actually reads tons but doesn't read the same thing as me, I was thinking Ready Player One, which is sci-fi. And from what I know about it, it has a lot of puzzles and all kinds of things like that. And he is really good at that kind of stuff. And then for the fantasy lover gamer, my friend Alexi is a gamer and she's a librarian. So I was going to give her Babel by R.F. Kuang, which is a fantasy about language translation and revolution. And it was a really well-reviewed. My husband read that already, so I'm not going to give it to him.
Okay.
Yeah. But he thought it was good, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. My next category is lovers and parents. There's a new book on our gallery table, beautiful photography, a book of photography, Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman, and it's called Head Over Heels, and their daughter came up with the grouping of photographs, and it's really just a gorgeous coffee table book. So I thought anybody in love or anybody with maybe aging parents that were Paul Newman fans would really love that book. It's a really nicely done.
And I don't really have categories for the next two. So my friend Kathleen is a poet and an artist, and she's really into gardening. So I was going to, and this is a beautiful gift type of book. So I was going to give her this book that's called American Wildflowers, a literary field guide, and it's beautiful pictures of flowers that are interspersed with poems. Mm. And I thought she would love that. And then my friend Barb is kind of a conspiracy theorist. So if you have conspiracy theorists in your life and you want to talk them down off the fence, I was going to give her Democracy Awakening by Heather Cox Richardson. Because
yeah,
I think that she might already read her, but it would probably be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great choice, yeah. My next category is just one book, but those in need of a laugh or that are environmentally conscious or concerned. Ed Begley Jr. has a new memoir out called To the Temple of Tranquility and Step on It. I am going to read the whole thing. I read the first 5 pages and was already laughing out loud. I mean, he's just got a great personality, funny, and I know how much he is into electric cars way before they were even popular. So I know that's definitely going to come up in his book, so I'm excited about that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Then I have a couple of family members that my family, we don't usually exchange gifts. So thinking about what to get them is interesting. So for my stepmother, my dad's wife, she's beautiful and she's built like a dancer. And I think she was a dancer some in her youth. So, and she does, and lately she's mostly been reading nonfiction. So I was going to give her The Boy from Kiev by Marina Haas, which is about a choreographer from the Bolshoi. And he's supposed to be great. I've never seen his stuff, but she's coming here to speak in a couple of weeks. So if you're into ballet, you can also look on the website. But anyway, Boy from Kiev, it's getting a lot, it's getting good notices. I saw it written in the New Yorker. And then my sister-in-law is British, and she's thinking of actually moving back to England. She's just retiring at the end of the year from her job. And so I read this book called Snow Road Station that I loved, and I think I've talked about it before, but it's about a woman who goes back to her hometown. And she goes back to visit and ends up staying there. So I thought that that would be a good book for Chris because it's that going back to your roots type of story.
There you go. All right. Yep. And I've got two books that I call just plain good old fiction for people that want fiction books. And I have them categorized for men or women, but to be honest, I read both and loved them both. So for men, I really like 8 Mountains by Paolo Cognetti. I've spoken about that in previous podcasts, but it's a story of 2 boys who meet in Italy. One's from a poor family, one's from a rich family, and their development and friendship over time. It's a really gorgeous book. And then for women, there's a historical novel called Nikki by Christos Komnenos, and it's a fantastic look at post-World War II. Well, no, it's about sort of mid-World War II, Greece, and how they got sort of crushed in the middle of all the problems, and what this one woman does to survive. So
I have 2 more quick, because I love my husband so much, I'm going to give him something else. So if you know somebody who is a real Jean Le Carré fan or spy novels, Jean Le Carré, this author, Adam Sisman, wrote a biography of him when he was still alive and wasn't allowed to include some information. And now that Le Carré is passed away, he's written a new book called The Secret Life of Jean Le Carré that gets into all his extramarital affairs. He was a philanderer. And he said that that was an important part. Those adventures were an important part of his writing. So David loves Jean Le Carré. I don't want to encourage him to have an affair, but I think that it would be a good book for him.
Oh, that sounds really interesting.
And then finally, my friend Kathy, who comes in the store a lot, is a really big reader. And I had the other day, she told, so this is for somebody who wants to read the newest stuff but wants somebody else to read it first, because that's what she told me. She said, I'm not going to buy anything now unless somebody has actually read it. So I'm going to give her the Wren, which I can't remember the author, but it's a new book, and she was a Booker Prize winner, and it's a good family story.
So that's Enright. Yes.
Anne Enright.
Yeah.
Anne Enright, yeah.
That's my son's last name. That's
what. Okay, and so I'm going to give her the Wren, because I don't think she's bought it yet, and I read it already, and I think it's really good.
All right, excellent.
There we go.
All right,
gifting.
Perfect gifts for people. Come
that's
on in.
Right.
We're open 7 days a week, and you can always shop online, sarasotabooks.com. So. Thanks,
Andrew. Thanks.